Chapter 2. Escape from Izmir. Come on, babe, let's get back to the boat. On the launch, they told the helmsman to take them to their boat on the other side of the marina, keeping the launch away from Anya and giving her time to get ashore. As soon as they docked, they waved the boat off and quickly made their way to the restaurant. It was only a 10-minute walk, and when they arrived, the restaurant was busy with lots of people drinking, so they stood by the water, looking out to try to see her. Anastasia turned to Sergio and said, "She can't come out of the water. She's still naked."
"Maybe she swam home, or she can't run around in the marina naked."
Then they heard her calling. She was hiding behind a boat on the jetty. Anastasia ran over and helped her out of the water. She took off her silky wrap and gave it to Anya. Then they all walked past the restaurant around the marina towards their boat. Several people from the restaurant looked at them, walking past, virtually naked, but they were soon out of sight. Back on their boat, Anastasia and Anya went off to find something for her to wear, while Sergio had a good look around, still familiarizing himself with the boat. He was intending to spend the following day doing some checks, but everything was basically all ready. All they needed to do was buy a few extra things at the marina supermarket in the morning, and they could set sail. But Sergio wanted to get away as soon as possible, just in case he bumped into Juan or Kurt again. But what about Anya? The girls came back into the main cabin area, and Anastasia said she needed to talk to him. She took his arm and led him outside onto the open deck, leaving Anya inside. Sergio asked, "So what's happening now, then?"
"She says she can't go back to the restaurant, as she told her boss she was leaving to work on the yacht with Kurt."
"What are you trying to say, babe?"
"Well, she asked if she could stay with us."
"What? But we're leaving for Italy. How can we take her with us? She doesn't have a passport or any clothes or..."
"Fuck."
Anya pops her head out.
"I sorry. I make problem for you. I go now."
"No, wait, Anya. So where is all your stuff, then?"
"On big boat. I live at the restaurant before, but when I tell big boss I get no job on boat, he get angry. He make me take all clothes with me. No pay me money. Say no come back. I so sorry. Have nowhere to go."
She burst into tears.
"Sergio, we can't send her off with nowhere to go, and all her stuff is on Juan's yacht."
"Well, we can't get it back, and I doubt she'll want to try. So what about your passport, Anya?"
"No have."
"What, do you mean you've never had a passport?"
"No have." I think she means she doesn't have a passport." "No, lost, long time."
"You mean you do have a passport, but you lost it?"
"Yes, lost it. I don't know, Sergio. Can't we just tell the authorities she had one when we set off, but then she lost it?"
"We could, but she won't be able to get on a plane or travel easily until she gets a replacement, and that could take God knows how long."
"Or maybe we could find someone sailing back. I don't know, babe, but I feel the universe works in strange ways, and we ended up on that yacht to help her."
Anastasia hugged Anya as they both stared at Sergio with a pleading look in their eyes.
"Tell you what, I wanted to get some supplies in before we set sail. But I think we're okay for one day's sail. I think we should leave at first light in the morning, because I seriously don't want to bump into Juan or Kurt tomorrow."
"So she can come with us, then?"
"Yes, why not? Life's a big adventure, isn't it? And you keep saying the universe guides us if we just let go and stop trying to work things out in our heads. So let's follow the signs and see where this adventure leads us next. Tonight was interesting, to say the least."
Anastasia rushed over to Sergio and hugged him. Then Anya walked over and hugged them both. Sergio then said,
"But seriously, girls, we need to make sure we all understand a few things before we make this trip, okay? Firstly, it's about a one-week trip from Turkey to San Marino, so the last thing we need is anyone getting stressed out or changing their mind because there's no turning back once we set sail. Regarding Anya's passport, the story is, she had it when she boarded to boat with us, but during a storm, one of her bags was lost overboard with her phone, computer, and passport. I know it sounds crazy, but unless we can come up with another simple and plausible explanation, we'll stick with that.
Sergio was well aware of the unusual situation he found himself in, and all the people who knew and worked with him would say it was a very irresponsible decision he made, but felt a very real connection with Anastasia.
I suggest you girls get to bed. We'll be leaving at sunrise. I just need to lock up and check a few things.
Off they went and found a nice cabin. There were four luxury cabins on board, plus a small captain's cabin and separate crew area with bunk beds, but it was not even discussed if Anya was going to have her own bedroom. Anastasia just assumed that they would all be sleeping together, or else why would they even take her with them? She believed that everything happens for a reason, and everything that happens, good or bad, leads to something better. Sergio locked all the hatches and headed for the cabin about an hour later. He found Anastasia and Anya huddled together fast asleep, so climbed in next to them and tried to sleep, but his mind was still going over all the events of the evening. He eventually fell asleep for a few hours, but awoke as soon as the sun was rising, and started preparing the ship for an early departure. The girls both appeared half an hour later and asked Sergio what they could do to help. He told them to help him with the mooring ropes, and as soon as he started the engine and was underway, he told them to make some coffee and see if there was any eggs or bread in the galley. They found the owner had stocked up the fridge and freezer with a good selection of food, so made up a typical French breakfast of coffee, cheese, bread, and tomatoes, and took it up to the dining area next to where Sergio was steering the boat.
"Hey, that looks great, girls. Better make a list of anything else you think we're going to need. It's a long trip. I'm going to head to Paros, one of the Greek islands, en route, and weather permitting, we should be there by this evening. Then we can relax and enjoy a good night's sleep."
Anastasia giggled.
"Hey, Anya, he thinks he's going to sleep tonight."
Anya giggled as well, but looked away, all embarrassed.
"Well, that's the plan, but I'm sure we're going to have plenty fun on the way. The main thing is that we have to get away from Izmir," he replied.
As they left the marina, they saw several people walking about on one's yacht, but they were too far away now to be recognized. Anastasia sat with Anya near Sergio and started asking her questions about her life in Izmir and how she got involved with Kurt. Sergio was just glad to get underway and wondered why Anastasia wanted Anya to come along with them to Italy.
He'd already worked out it was about a week's sail, and she could easily get back to Turkey from Italy.
Apparently Anya thought she was going to be working as a waitress and didn't understand that a hostess on the yacht involved having sex with Kurt, Juan, and probably all the charter guests. Anastasia soon educated her and found that she was quite inexperienced when it came to boyfriends and sex. On the yacht, she said she was just playing along with the other two girls because she really wanted to work on Kurt's charter boat, but realized she'd made a mistake once they were back on board after the restaurant. Anya started asking about how long she'd been with Sergio and how they met, so Anastasia told her they lived and worked in the south of France and met at a private yacht party a few weeks ago. Sergio headed up the coastline, and as there was very little wind, he had to keep the motor running, but he was in his element, admiring the beauty of clear blue sky and turquoise waters of the Aegean Sea.
"We're going up top for a while. You want to watch me play with Anya for a bit?" Anastasia told Sergio with a naughty smile on her face.
He looked at her and saw she was in a playful mood, so smiled back and said,
"Looking forward to it. I may join you once we get into open water and I can set up the autopilot."
The girls went outside and climbed up on the sun deck and lay down together on the big, creamy, soft sun loungers directly in front of the cockpit where Sergio was steering the boat. He was becoming more and more in love with Anastasia every day, and she knew exactly what he wanted and how to please him. Anya was quite small compared to Anastasia, but perfectly formed with sexy little 34B tits and chunky, chewy nipples. Both in their tiny bikinis, they lay with their heads forward, so Sergio had to look at their sexy legs and bums as they continued chatting and giggling. Anastasia kept looking back and smiling, as if she wanted to make sure he was watching. She was running her hand through Anya's hair and stroking her face and arms. Anya was lying on her back as Anastasia lay next to her on her side. Sergio had a perfect view between the legs and was admiring Anya's camel toe. He remembered how Juan was fucking her the other night with his big cock. stretching her tight little pussy to the max as Kurt was forcing his cock down her throat. God knows what Juan had planned for her in his cabin. Anastasia was stroking her face now, staring into her eyes as she slowly moved closer and kissed her on the forehead. Then Anya reached over and stroked Anastasia's face. They started kissing softly, and Anastasia's hand was resting on her shoulder. The kissing turned into a long French kiss, and they were acting like a couple of new lesbian lovers, exploring each other for the first time. Sergio watched with interest and felt his cock starting to twitch. He knew she was teasing him, trying to turn him on. Her hand was on Anya's belly and slowly caressing her, working her way up to her tits. She slipped inside her bra and cupped Anya's shapely tits. Her bra was pulled up, exposing both tits, and Anastasia had leaned over to suckle on her nipples. Sergio was seriously hard now, squeezing himself as he watched the girls making love on top of the boat. Anyone passing by could clearly see what was going on, but luckily the only other boats were too far away unless they had used binoculars. Anya was holding Anastasia's head to her breasts and was clearly enjoying being pleasured by another girl, and her hand was now moving down her lower belly and into the waistband of her bikini bottoms. Anastasia's hand slipped inside and was feeling her pussy. Sergio had released his cock, openly wanking as he watched his girlfriend seduce their new friend. Anya parted her legs as the hand in her knickers explored and probed at her slit. She was rapidly getting wet, and Anastasia was clearly fingering her and working her thumb on her clit. Anya was rolling around, still clutching Anastasia's head to her breasts.
She must really enjoy chewing on her nipples, Sergio thought as he slowed down his wanking. He was about to come but wanted to preserve his sap for later.
Anastasia was looking back at him, making sure he was watching and enjoying the show. She pulled her hand out of Anya's knickers and pulled the leg open, showing him her naked wet slit. Anya also looked up as she must have known what was happening. She saw Sergio staring between her legs, then closed her eyes and rested her head back down as fingers entered her pussy again. Anastasia was doing an amazing job considering Anya had never been into girls before the other night on Juan's yacht. Anastasia was changing position, moving down between Anya's legs. Still holding her knicker's leg over, she delved down and started licking and tonguing her slit. Holding her legs apart, she pushed them back so as to get her tongue deeper into her juicy little pink opening. Sergio couldn't help stroking his cock again. Even above the engine noise, he could hear Anya's moans and sighs. Anastasia pulled her knickers down and off, then threw them back at Sergio, hitting the cockpit windscreen. Sergio chuckled to himself. Little Anya was totally naked, and Anastasia was back between her legs, parting her pussy with her fingers and showing Sergio her pink inner lips before delving back down to finish her breakfast. As she continued driving her wild with her tongue, Anastasia reached back and pulled the leg of her own knickers over to expose her pussy to Sergio, then went back to Anya. Sergio was scanning the horizon, looking for boats, but could only see a few moored up near the coast, so set up the autopilot to keep his heading. He went outside to catch Anya having an orgasm with Anastasia holding her down, still lapping away at her pussy and clit. He reached down between Anastasia's legs and rubbed his hand over her bare pussy, then slipped a couple of fingers inside. She stopped working on Anya and turned around just as Sergio was about to lick her exposed pussy and anus. He teased her anus with his tongue, then forced his fingers as deep as he could into her snatch. She sighed loudly, which made Anya look up to see Sergio pulling Anastasia's knickers down her thighs.
"Take these off, babe, and carry on working on Anya. I think she's enjoying it. Tell you what, can you turn around in a 69 so I can watch and play with you both? I see you've been playing with yourself again. You're all hard, and I think I'm going to have to suck you as well."
She sat up and took her bikini knickers off, and then her top, exposing her own sexy breasts that Sergio found so perfect. She climbed on Anya, who was wondering what was happening, and lowered her pussy onto her mouth. Anya had never tasted or kissed a pussy before, but instinctively knew what to do. She'd already been pleasured to orgasm, so parted her lips with her fingers and started licking and sucking on her clit. Anastasia was pulling Sergio closer so as to suck his cock and fondle his balls, then went back down onto Anya to pleasure her the same as she was doing to her. Sergio knelt by her head, slowly stroking himself and having a good feel of Anya's inner thighs. He pushed a finger in as Anastasia was licking her out, and then pulled it out so she could suck off the juices. He pushed it down again between Anya's legs and toyed with her anus. Anastasia held her legs and pussy lips open and told him, "Go on, baby, push it in our butt. I want to see you finger her there. You like that, don't you, Anya?" Anya moaned as her face was still trapped between her thighs. Sergio pushed it in slowly as Anya arched her back. She soon got used to the intrusion and was moaning again as Sergio slid his finger in and out as they both watched.
"Let me taste her, babe."
Sergio pulled his finger out and offered it to Anastasia. She took it in her mouth and sucked it long and hard, tasting and smelling her sexy little anus.
"Put it back in, babe. I want some more. She tastes so sweet."
Sergio did it again, but this time pushed two fingers in, making her moan and arch her back again.
"Yes, that's it, baby. She likes it."
They heard a muffled moan as Sergio finger-fucked her, and Anastasia started pulling her pussy open, then delved down with her tongue again until Sergio pulled out and offered his fingers to her mouth again. She sucked his fingers again and then went down to her pussy. Sergio was surprised at how Anastasia was speaking, but also knew his relationship with her was going to be an incredible experience.
"I want to see you fuck her, baby. Come on, put your cock inside her. I'll hold her open for you."
Sergio wanked his cock to full hardness and placed the head next to Anya's pussy. Anastasia parted her lips and he slipped inside. Anya was shocked and tried to push Anastasia off, but she was trapped. Sergio eased in and out slowly, giving her time to get used to him. Although he was nothing like Juan or Kurt, she was still quite tight. Anastasia started squeezing his balls and telling him to fuck her harder. Anya was clearly enjoying her fucking now and let them continue as she moaned and sighed in pleasure.
"Pull out, baby, and let me taste her again. Her pussy is delicious." "We're going to open your ass now, Anya, so I need you to relax and keep licking my pussy, okay? You're doing a good job, and I'm gonna come on your tongue soon. You want to taste my love juice, don't you, Anya?"
She made a muffled noise as Anastasia grabbed hold of Sergio's cock and sucked it hard before aiming it at Anya's anus. He started to push the head in, but she tensed up. He pulled out as Anastasia put some spittle from her mouth on her tight little entrance. This time he slipped inside. She wailed out loud, but soon relaxed as he didn't force himself in. He wanted her to enjoy the experience as much as he did. Anastasia rubbed her clit and fingered her softly as Sergio started to move in and out slowly. He put more spittle on his hand and withdrew, rubbing it all around her anus and his cockhead, then pushed it back in.
"Go on, baby, fuck her. Go on, fuck her ass. I want to see you come in her ass. Let me taste your cock again, baby."
He pulled out and offered it to her. She sucked the head while squeezing his balls, then gagging as she tried to get it down her throat. She pulled off and aimed it at her anus again. This time it went in easily. He held her legs up as he fucked her hard and deep. Anya was wailing away, but Anastasia sat down on her face. She had four fingers in her pussy as Sergio pounded away in her arse.
"I want to see you finger her pussy as well, baby. I'm going to give her some air, and when you're about to come, pull out and do it in my mouth."
Anastasia got off Anya's face and swung around to snog her face. Sergio pushed a couple of fingers in, then another, and then another. Four fingers inside her, stretching her pussy open as she moaned into Anastasia's mouth. He was virtually fisting her with four fingers each time his cock withdrew. Her juices were flowing and his hand was covered in sticky wet slime. Anastasia was snogging and caressing her tits. Then Anya shouted she was about to come, so Sergio pulled his fingers out fast and rubbed her clit vigorously until she arched her back and squirted all over his cock still embedded in her ass. Still jerking from the most intense orgasm of her life, he started fucking her ass again, shouted he was coming, and pulled out so Anastasia could take it all in her mouth. Poor Anya looked well and truly fucked, but Anastasia wasn't finished with her yet. As soon as Sergio had finished unloading in her mouth, she was leaning over Anya. Anya couldn't even believe what was happening. Anastasia started snogging her, transferring his spunk into her mouth, making her taste it, savoring the slimy texture as it went all over their mouths and faces. Sergio stared down at them both, licking their lips as if they had just had a bowl of cream.
"I think you'd better get back to driving the boat. There's another boat over there. I wonder if they saw anything," Anastasia said, giggling.
Anya also sat up and waved as the two guys on board were waving back. Sergio was so preoccupied fucking Anya's ass that he didn't notice them coming up alongside. They were only a few hundred meters away, so must have seen what they were doing. The Navigator, an erotic sailing adventure by Dante. Copyright 2019 Dante, all rights reserved. Cast of characters: Sergio, the navigator. Anastasia, Sergio's girlfriend. Juan and Kurt, charter yacht owners. Anya, Turkish girl who escaped from the yacht. Graham and Mandy, British couple, yacht owners. Frenchman and Antoinette, yacht owners. Liam, backpacker from Walthamstow in London. Nadine, stunning black girl. Antonio, owner of Ecstasia. Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1, The Party on Juan's Yacht. Chapter 2, Escape from Izmir. Chapter 3, Sailing to Paros. Chapter 4, Pirates. Chapter 5, On the Way to Kithira. Chapter 6, Liam Joins the Crew. Chapter 7, Zakynthos Port. Chapter 8, Sailing to Brindisi, Italy. Chapter 9, Ecstasia. Chapter 10, The Morning After. Introduction. Sergio had worked on yachts for most of his life, qualifying as a marine engineer at 21, and then working for two main yacht builders in Italy, his home country. Speaking fluent Italian, French, and English, he never married, as he wanted to wait for the right partner to come along. At 28, he studied to become a marine navigator and yachtmaster, then worked for a yacht relocation company, delivering sailing and powerboats all over the world. While living in Cannes, south of France, he met Anastasia, a sexy half-Greek and half-Italian girl who was working as a freelance hairdresser and beautician to the wealthy yacht owners. At 26, she was also single and shared Sergio's dream of living on a boat and traveling the world. She intrigued him by always talking about letting go and allowing the universe to guide and direct one's life. They were also both into the alternative swinger lifestyle, and met at a private party on a 150-meter superyacht. Sergio knew the owner and had delivered a few boats for him in the past, and Anastasia was the hairdresser of his wife. Chapter 1, The Party on Juan's Yacht. Over the next few weeks, they saw each other every day until Sergio had to pick up a boat in Turkey and deliver it to San Marino. He was so attracted to Anastasia that he was going to turn the job down, but he asked her if she'd be interested in taking a few weeks off and coming with him. Then, on the way back, stopping off at Ecstasia, a popular swingers club in a private mansion with grounds he knew in Rimini. As she worked for herself, she could take time off whenever she wanted, so decided to go for it. She'd done a bit of day sailing before, but nothing like a 1 or 2 week trip in a 98-foot Turkish gullet. So she organized her aunt's phone with a recorded message as if she was going on holiday for a couple of weeks, and then did the same on all her social media platforms, where some of her work also came from. The majority was via word of mouth and regular clients. Then arranged with her flatmate to look after everything while she was away and gave her some cash for her share of the rent for next month. Her flatmate thought she was nuts and tried to convince her not to go, but Anastasia was also not thinking straight as they were falling in love. Fast. Sergio was quite well off as he'd been living alone for the last 6 years, and although he had lived with a couple of girlfriends in the past, he was in no hurry to do it again any time soon. But something was different about Anastasia. She was like his soulmate. She told him she loved clubbing and the erotic lifestyle, and even told him she wanted to have a threesome with him. When he asked her if she meant with another girl, she just smiled, held both his hands, stared into his eyes, and told him, "Sergio, I'd do it with another girl or another guy. I just want you to be happy and experience all the fantasies you've ever dreamed of." He was stunned by her candid openness, and even though he felt he loved her, he also wanted to see her making love with another man. Or maybe several men. He knew his life was never going to be the same now he'd met Anastasia, and was already planning on buying a liveaboard yacht and asking her to move on board, and as soon as they were ready, sail the oceans together. He had enough money saved up to purchase a nice blue-water sailboat, probably something in the 60 to 70 feet range, which would be more than adequate for a couple living aboard. Wherever they docked, she could do her hairdressing, and there was always work for marine engineers in every marina, so they could earn extra money on their travels instead of dipping into what would be left of his savings. The yacht delivery was from Izmir in Turkey to Rimini, San Marino, Italy, so he booked the flights, and the following day they flew from Nice via Paris to Izmir Adnan Menderes International Airport, and arrived at the marina late afternoon. The owner of the yacht he was sailing to Italy met them at the airport and spent a few hours with them on the yacht before leaving them to familiarize themselves with the boat before sailing in a couple of days' time. Sergio was meticulous at making sure everything that was required on a long trip was on board, and he needed to check the engine and various other equipment were fully functional. Their first night on board together was going to be the start of a very different phase in their lives. The yacht was moored in a lively marina with several bars and restaurants, so they decided to take a stroll and check out a bar or two. The first bar was okay, but not very busy, so they had a few drinks and chatted about their long-term plans, and Sergio told her he'd found a boat and was going to check it out when they flew back to France after the San Marino trip. As they were chatting, a group of people came into the bar from a motor launch that just docked on the jetty. The occupants were from a 100-meter luxury motor yacht moored a short distance away. As they entered the bar, the group smiled and said hello and then sat on some sofas and chairs nearby and ordered their drinks. It looked like the yacht owner was an Arab guy in his late 50s. He was with three very attractive girls and another guy who looked like his friend or business associate, around 40-ish. Tall, with blonde hair and quite muscular, the boatman stayed on the launch, so obviously wasn't invited to their party. Sergio was eyeing up the girls, so Anastasia asked him if he fancied any of them. No, not really. I was just intrigued to know if one of them was the owner's wife, or they were all just his playthings. I'm not jealous. I just like watching you watch the girls. I can read your face. You think they're all gold diggers or hookers, don't you? That's amazing, Anna. I was thinking a couple of them looked like hookers. But that younger, small girl looks different. The blonde guy was sitting near Sergio and was trying not to be obvious, but glancing at Anastasia's legs every now and then. She leaned forward and whispered, "He keeps looking at me." "Really? Who, the old guy?" "No," she indicated with her eyes to the hunky blonde guy. Sergio smiled and said, "So are you flashing your legs, then? No, do you want me to?" Sergio looked at her and smiled but didn't answer. He was in deep thought. He was wondering why he was getting turned on at the thought of another man looking at his girlfriend. As he stared into her eyes, she parted her thighs slightly, aiming her open legs directly at the hunky blonde guy. She was only wearing a thin mid-thigh dress, buttoned at the front, showing off her cleavage. She also had a pair of white lacy panties, of which he must have been able to see from his position. She didn't look at the voyeur, but asked Sergio quietly, "Is he looking? Does it turn you on? I can feel my panties getting all wet already." Sergio didn't turn his head. He carried on staring at Anastasia, reached over the table and held her hand. But he could see him staring between her legs in his peripheral vision, so just nodded and smiled at her nervously. The blonde guy was literally only 6 feet away, so must have had an amazing view as they were both sitting on stools at a high round table. "You like to tease, then, Anna?"
"Teasing? Who said I was teasing? You're enjoying this as much as he is, aren't you?"
Sergio looked a bit surprised. She really could read his mind, or at least his facial expressions. Anastasio stood up and walked towards the restrooms without saying a word. All the eyes in the room followed her as Sergio wondered what she was going to do next. His erection was already growing as he saw the blonde guy touch himself while staring. He reached for his beer and took another swig. The blonde guy had got up and was talking to the yacht owner. The girls were giggling and drinking while hugging the old guy, not wearing a lot. Still in their bikinis and long flowing silky wraps to cover their modesty. Anastasia returned and sat back on her stool. Sergio smiled and handed her her glass of wine. She took it and had a sip while glancing around the bar, then held out her hand as if to give him something. He reached out his hand and she placed her bunched-up knickers in his hand. He looked at them, closed his hand, and put them in his pocket. He could not believe what she'd just done. The blonde guy and the yacht owner had now sat together opposite Anastasia. Sergio knew he must have told the older guy. As they pretended to chat, the girls continued drinking and giggling. Sergio looked into her eyes with a questioning look. She wasn't sure he wanted her to do this, but decided to do it anyway. She slowly parted her legs, letting them see between her legs. She was hairless and smooth, so they could easily see her slit. The two men's eyes were transfixed. They couldn't look away as Anastasia was so beautiful and elegant. Slowly she closed her legs again and asked Sergio, "Can we order another drink, please?" Sergio said, "Of course," and raised his hand to call over the waiter. The yacht owner then said to Sergio, "Please, let me buy you a drink. We're having a little get-together on my yacht this evening, and I want to ask if you lovely young people would like to join us."
Well, that's very nice of you, sir. May I ask your name? I'm Sergio, and this is my girlfriend Anastasia."
"Nice to meet you, Sergio, and very nice to see you too, Anastasia."
Sergio knew exactly what he meant. He continued, "I'm Juan, and this is my good friend Kurt. He's from the Netherlands. We're celebrating his new yacht purchase, and we will be setting up a charter business here in Turkey. We're all going back to my yacht in a while, so if you're up for a small party..."
Anastasia smiled at Sergio, turned to Juan, and said,
"We'd love to join you for a drink or two."
The girls all rushed over and started fussing around Anastasia. Chatting away, they dragged her over to the big curved sofa where they sat her down. Sergio caught a glimpse of her naked pussy as she sat down, as did the other two wolves who picked up a scent.
"So, Sergio, what brings you down to Izmir?"
"I'm picking up a galette for a client and sailing her to Italy in a couple of days' time. I deliver boats to wherever the owners want to use them. Anastasia is joining me this time for the experience."
"Ah, so you are a navigator. Very good to meet you. Sergio, I may need your services in the future, as yachts are my passion, and
Kurt here is also in the industry."
"So are these girls, all your friends, or?"
"Some friends of Kurt's, actually. Me and Kurt are, how you say, business partners. The girls will be working on his boat, doing special interest charters. He nudged Sergio's arm and laughed haughtily.
As they looked over at the sofa, the girls were examining each other's breasts and legs. Anastasia had two girls, one each side stroking her thighs, and another was kissing her on the mouth. Kurt was staring with a huge smile on his face, so Juan said to Sergio, "Your girlfriend is very beautiful. She likes to play, yes?"
Sergio was also staring at the girls, their hands now progressing up her thighs to her bare pussy. Anastasia suddenly became aware of all three men watching her as one of the girls had reached her pussy and told the others what she'd discovered. The other girl had a feel and they both started fingering her together. Anastasia pushed their hands away and tried to sit up, but they were all over her like a rash. Juan could see it was getting a bit out of control as the two older, hooker-looking girls were already quite drunk.
"Kurt, tell your girls to behave with our new friends here. We don't want to scare them away now, do we?"
Kurt said something to them in Turkish, and they reluctantly backed off and let her sit up again.
"Come now, let's finish our drinks and get back to the yacht," Juan said authoritatively.
Anastasia got up and walked back to Sergio and put her arms around him.
"Sorry, darling, they were all over me. I couldn't stop them."
He hugged her close and slid his hand down over her butt. He knew Kurt was standing directly behind her, so he slipped his hand off her dress and cupped her exposed butt cheek.
"What are you doing, darling?"
"God, you make me feel so horny. I want him to see me fingering you, babe."
She hugged him hard as he pushed his fingers between her legs. Neither were looking at Kurt, but they both knew he was watching. Juan also walked over towards Kurt and saw her being groped at the table. Sergio pulled out and kissed her gently on her forehead, letting her dress fall down again to cover her modesty. They called the waiter over and settled the bills. Then everyone was getting into the motor launch. Juan's yacht was huge. Several uniformed crew were on the lowered aft platform to greet us all on board. We followed Juan and the girls up the curved side steps to the main deck and into the luxurious lounge area. Kurt had followed and was having a good look of Anastasia's dress.
"I think Kurt's got the hots for you. Are you going to tease him a bit for me?"
"Is that what you want, darling? What if they both want to, you know, make love to me? Do you want me to?"
"Feel my cock, babe. What do you think?"
"My God, Sergio, you're so naughty.
So, are you looking forward to having fun with the girls, then?"
"We'll see. Let's play it by ear."
Juan had sat down, and the two drunk girls were cuddling him on the central white leather sofa. The other smaller girl was being pulled along by Kurt. They sat on another sofa opposite. Anastasia pulled Sergio down next to Juan so she could play with Sergio and continue flashing Kurt. The crew had laid out some buffet food and were pouring everyone a drink of punch, then disappeared so as to give the group some privacy. Anastasia was already snogging Sergio and had her hand on his cock, squeezing it through his white trousers. Juan was being molested by his two girls, and Kurt was kissing and groping his girl while he watched Anastasia. Sergio wanted to see how crazy he could make Kurt become, so pushed Anastasia back and kissed her passionately while running his hand up her inner thigh and her dress to her pussy. As he entered her, she sighed and parted her legs, giving him easier access and also to let Kurt see her being fingered. Her legs parted a bit more as Sergio forced three, then four fingers inside her. Her moans even made Juan look over and watch as she arched her back and moaned into Sergio's mouth.
"They're all watching us, darling. They can see you fingering me, and I'm gonna come. Oh, darling, I'm coming."
Anastasia had a massive orgasm and started jerking and trembling as Sergio continued fingering her hard, like he was trying to fist her in front of their audience. Juan started clapping, and then the girls joined in,
Kurt just stared at her, still jerking, as Sergio pulled his fingers out and left her beautiful, smooth pussy gaping.
Well done, my boy. What a superb performance, and she is such a beautiful specimen, one said as he pulled a girl down onto his exposed cock.
She started to choke, so he let her up for air, then forced her head down again, this time holding her in place as she struggled and eventually it must have entered her throat. He took pleasure in her struggling and trying to push off to breathe, but he knew exactly how long to keep her down. Just before she passed out, he pulled her up. Tears were streaming down her face as she coughed and spluttered, but he was only giving her enough time to catch her breath before pulling her back down. His cock was quite long and wide and very hairy. It must have been quite hard for her to get it down her throat. The other girl was kneeling up next to him, letting him finger her as she watched her friend being abused, knowing it was probably her turn next. Kurt was still staring at Anastasia's pussy, but it wasn't gaping now. His girl had released his cock from his trousers and was sucking him as well. Again, quite an impressive cock, longer than Sergio's and Juan's, but not as fat. Still about 9 or 10 inches on his large, muscled and toned body. Hey, babe, look at Kurt's cock then. You think you can take that monster? But Juan's is fatter, which will really stretch you open. They all enjoyed watching you come just now, and your pussy looks so inviting. She opened her eyes and looked at the girls doing their thing with Juan next to them and Kurt opposite. Please, baby, I need something inside me. Do you want to fuck me first or do you want to watch?
I want to watch, Sergio said as he got up and motioned to Kurt to swap places.
Kurt was up in a flash. The poor girl he was with must have thought she'd bitten his cock or something, it was so sudden. Sergio slipped into his place as the girl looked confused, then resumed sucking on the new cock presented to her. Kurt sat next to Anastasia, who was still lying back with her legs parted, pussy all exposed and one of her tits hanging out of her bra. He immediately placed his hand on her bare pussy and caressed it gently, feeling her outer lips and smoothness. He went down to kiss her, so she pulled his head down, forcing her tongue into his mouth and French kissing him. His finger slipped inside her, and she moaned into his mouth. Sergio watched with a strange knot in his stomach as the woman he knew he loved was being taken by a stranger, although another very attractive young girl was bobbing up and down on his cock. He was only interested in one thing, seeing Anastasia getting fingered and moaning. Anastasia was holding his cock now, exploring and stroking its length, fondling his big balls hanging down as he pushed two fingers inside her, exploring her inner realms and seeing how much she could take. Sergio had tried to get his whole fist in previously, but she was far too small. He watched as Kurt tried, but his hands were even bigger. 4 fingers were her maximum. They stopped kissing and he went down to suck on her exposed nipple. Juan was now fucking a girl next to them. She'd climbed on his lap and impaled herself on his well-lubricated cock from her friend's throat. But he was also reaching over and groping at Anastasia's legs. Kurt could see he wanted a feel, so pulled his fingers out and let Juan finger her while he worked on her tits. Both tits were exposed now as she let these 2 strangers grope and finger her, all the time staring at Sergio as he stared back at her. Suddenly, Juan pushed the girl fucking him off and told Kurt to bring her to him. Sitting next to them, wanking his big slimy cock, Juan watched as Kurt pulled Anastasia up and over so she was now straddling Juan. She knew Sergio wanted to see them both fuck her, so she willingly let Juan push his cock head in. She slowly eased herself down as he held her hips and started moving her up and down on his big wide cock. Her tits were sticking out in his face, so he took her nipples and chewed on them as he roughly increased his pace. Her pussy was stretching, and her moans were getting louder. Kurt was standing next to them, watching with a jealous look on his face. He was about to take her first, but Juan snatched her just before he made his move. He knew he had to do as he was told. Juan was obviously not a boss to upset or mess with. Kurt knelt down and started caressing her back, then reached around to fondle her tits from behind.
She's almost ready. Get in position, Juan said to Kurt as he pulled her head into his shoulder and lifting her arse up with each thrust. It was like he was showing off to Sergio, letting him see his big fat cock opening her pussy, pulling her butt cheeks apart, exposing her beautiful tight little anal hole. Sergio watched with all three girls sitting next to him as Kurt put some spittle on his fingers and rubbed it on her anus. He knew what they were going to do. Kurt rubbed his cock head on her anus as Juan lifted her up and held her still with his cock almost out. Just the head was still in, allowing Kurt to enter her anal passage. He pushed in slowly as Anastasia tensed up. Juan told her to relax. They tried again, moving in and out slowly together. She started moaning loudly as Kurt was a good halfway in. Then, as he pulled out, Juan pushed back in. After a couple of minutes, she seemed to relax and open up. Kurt was holding her hips, deeply embedded in her arse, as Juan was rocking her on his cock. They were both inside her as deep as they could be, and both her holes were stretched to the max. She couldn't move, but the rocking was making her experience an orgasm building up like she'd never experienced before. "You ready?" Juan said to Kurt. He nodded, and they both started fucking her, alternating in her holes as she started wailing she was coming. Juan come first, grunting as he pulled her down and pumped his sperm deep into her womb. Then Anastasia started chucking. Kurt was still fucking her ass as she had the most intense cum of her life. When she collapsed, still impaled on Juan, Kurt told her he was coming and pumped his load into her back passage. The girls were giggling and still hugging and playing with Sergio, but he desperately wanted to come. But he wanted to come in Anastasia. As soon as Kurt pulled out, Sergio pushed the girls aside and kneeled down behind her, easing his cock into her back passage with Kurt's cum still dribbling out. Anastasia thought at first it was Kurt wanting to do her again, but when she felt it was a smaller cock, she turned her head to see Sergio. His face was one of pure lust, and he was fucking her ass as hard as he could. Juan was smiling at him, still rocking her on his much bigger cock. As she felt Sergio coming and pumping his sperm into her ass, she tensed up and orgasmed again while Juan held her firmly impaled on himself. Sergio pulled out and kissed her on her cheek. "Thank you, babe. That was really incredible." Sperm was dripping out of her ass onto the carpet. Juan then lifted her off his cock, and more sperm seeped out of her gaping pussy. Sergio helped her up, and they both sat together hugging and kissing as Kurt and Juan smiled to each other, as if they had just made another conquest. He clapped his hands, and the three girls all rushed over to him. He pulled one onto his cock and started fucking her like he did Anastasia. Kurt started fingering her anus, then was in position, forcing his cock into her back passage. The girl started squealing like a girl being fucked in the arse for the first time, but she soon got used to the two big cocks stretching her holes and gripped Juan's shoulders. Juan then shouted to the other two girls, "You two are next, so get yourselves ready. Get on the floor and open up your pussies and butts." They looked at each other in surprise, like they didn't really understand. And then Kurt shouted something in Turkish. They quickly got down on the carpet in a 69 and started fingering each other. The girl being fucked was now moaning loudly and shouting for them to stop. "Please, please, I cannot. I never do like this before. Too big, please, too big." Kurt pulled out quickly as Juan held her tight and fucked her hard and fast. This sent her over the edge and she collapsed, trembling in Juan's arms. Kurt pulled her off and told one of the other girls to get on. She was the smallest and skinniest and looked very scared but had no choice. Juan pulled her onto his lap and rubbed his slimy cock up and down her little slit. Even he was wondering if she'd be able to take him, as she looked so small. He managed to get the bulbous head in, but she started wailing and shouting that it was too big. Juan stood by her face and grabbed her head, pulling her down onto his cock. She couldn't believe she had these two huge cocks spit-roasting her, but knew she had to learn and do as she was told, or else her dream of working for Kurt would be over as fast as when he found her in a restaurant a few nights previously.
She was a waitress and had only had one boyfriend before, so what was happening to her now was not in her wildest dreams. She started gagging as Kurt tried to get into her throat, but she was totally inexperienced. Tears were running down her face as he pulled out and told her to relax and try to take one. Juan was struggling as well with only half his cock inside her. She was far too small, but at least she stopped crying and was trying to move up and down in rhythm with Juan. The last girl was being pulled up from the floor by Kurt and taken to the sofa. He sat down and told her to climb onto him like the small girl on Juan. She was able to take Kurt inside her no problem and must have had some big cocks before. She even looked like a typical hooker and had a small butterfly tattoo on her butt.
This one is a ready one. Come and help me open her up.
Juan lifted the small girl off, and she quickly ran over to Sergio and Anastasia, still sobbing, looking for refuge and protection. Anastasia put her arms around her and tried to comfort her, but she was still trembling. Everyone was now watching the girl who was taking both cocks and moaning in ecstasy as they both alternated in penetrating both her holes in turn. She could take them easily and was actually encouraging them to fuck her harder.
Yes, baby, fuck me hard with your fucking big cock. Yes, fuck my ass, fuck me good and deep, baby.
Kurt pulled her head down and held her in position with his cock buried deep in her pussy as Juan started pushing his cock in and out of her ass as deep as he could. Within a couple of minutes, he shouted he was coming again and shot his second load deep into her bowels. As he pulled out, we all stared at her wide, gaping hole. But Juan wasn't finished with her. He obviously realized that she could take his cock much harder than most other girls.
Get her up and in the chair, he barked at Kurt.
Kirk pushed her off and led her toward the big leather armchair. She kneeled down with her butt sticking up as Juan walked towards her, stroking his monster cock. He wanted her ass again and was going to give her the butt-fucking she deserved. Kurt was already in front of her face, feeding his semi-limp cock into her mouth. Holding her head with both hands, he started face-fucking her till he was halfway down her throat and she was gagging and choking. Juan fingered her butt and even tried four fingers in it, but he couldn't quite get his whole hand in. He bent his knees and held her hip with one hand, aimed his bulbous cockhead at her anal hole, and pushed in hard. She yelped in shock and pain as he went in halfway in the first thrust. Her ass was stretched really wide as his cock was easily as big as a girl's forearm. Easing back, he spat on his hand and rubbed the spittle on the exposed part of his snake and plunged back in. She arched her back and tried to scream, but Kurt's cock was now in her throat and all she could do was accept the huge anal intrusion. Juan was fucking her fast now and her hole had opened up fully to accommodate his girth. He was all the way in and Kurt had pulled out of her throat, letting her catch her breath. He moved around to watch Juan doing her from behind and slapped him on the back, saying,
"This one will be very good. Maybe I let her live aboard with me and the crew," he laughed.
Anastasia asked the young girl her name and where she was from while they all sat and watched the show.
"I Anya, from Izmir. No speak English much, but little." "And how do you know Kurt and Juan?" she continued. "I work restaurant, but little money, and they say I can make big money, have work on boat."
Anastasia looked at Sergio, and they both realized the girl was well out of her depth and very naive, to say the least. At least the other two girls were enjoying the party and experienced enough to know what was going to happen, or at least expected of them. Juan was pulling his trousers back on and said he had to go talk to his crew and make an important call. He told us all to help ourselves to some food and drinks. Anastasia was seriously getting worried for the girl as she still looked frightened and wasn't anything like the other two.
"I think she needs some help to get out of here. Can we make an excuse and take her with us somehow?"
Sergio looked at Anya, still clinging to Anastasia's arm, and asked her quietly,
"Anya, do you want to work for Kurt on his boat or do you want to get out of here?"
"I want to go. Please, can help me?"
she answered all hopefully with big tearful eyes.
"Shit, I can't leave her here with them, Sergio. What can we do?"
Kurt was still playing with the other two girls, and Juan was off doing his business. Sergio then said,
"I don't think Kurt would be a problem, as he seemed to realize she wasn't really like these two. But Juan is the big boss, and we're on his yacht with his crew walking around.
Have you told her where our boat is?"
"No, why?" Well, in case there's any trouble, but getting off the boat is the problem. There were three of his crew on the landing dock, and then there's the motor launch helmsman as well. Listen, Anya, we have a sailing boat, too. It's moored. Shit, how can I tell her where our boat is? Even I wouldn't be able to find it. I've only been on it once. Sergio, you tell her where it is. No problem. I swim. I know. Stay here. I swim to restaurant, Anya said before Sergio could answer. Swim? What are you talking about? Sergio, she seriously wants off this boat, and I think she knows she can't just walk off without a problem.
Juan came back in and saw Kurt with the other two girls, then looked over at Anya, walked over to her and grabbed her hand.
You'll come with me, he told her, and started walking away, dragging her by the hand. Listen, Juan, we have to get back to our boat as we're sailing in the morning. No problem. My boatman will take you back to your boat or the restaurant. Where are you sailing tomorrow?
Anya was looking really frightened, but Sergio continued talking calmly, trying not to raise any suspicions.
We're delivering a gullet to San Marino for a client. Well, I must take your contact details before you go. Let me just show this young lady to my cabin. I'll be back in a few minutes.
He carried on, pulling Anya along, and was almost out the door on the rear deck. She was still naked and looking terrified.
My God, I hope he doesn't lock her in his cabin. She'll never get out, Anastasia said, all concerned.
Sergio pulled a business card out of his wallet and grabbed Anastasia's hand, pulling her along with him.
Nice to have met you, Kurt. We have to get going now. So enjoy, Sergio called after Juan.
He stopped just as he was going to take her down the stairs to his cabin.
Here you go, Juan. My card. I'll be back in Cannes in a few weeks.
Juan stopped, let go of Anya's hand and walked back towards Sergio, held out his hand and took the card, then reached out to shake Sergio's hand.
You two have a good trip, and I'll call you when I need your services. Anastasia, wonderful to meet you too. You're a very beautiful girl, and maybe we can again sometime.
He hugged Anastasia and turned to go back to Anya. She was not there.
Where is the girl? He shouted.
A couple of crew appeared and said they hadn't seen anyone. We heard a splash. The crew and Juan rushed to the rear deck and peered into the water below. The sea was clearly lit by the moonlight and the air was warm. Anya was about 20 meters from the boat and swimming towards the boats near the restaurant. We just stared, open-mouthed at Juan as if we were as shocked as him. But he just turned to his crew and laughed to save his face. He told them,
Let her go. She obviously didn't want the job. You can take our guests back to their boat.
Then he walked back into the lounge where Kurt and the other two girls were peering out of the window, watching Anya swimming away.